All right, it's time to get this young person on the line. You ready for it?
But of course.
Right, Joburg based alternative pop artist. She's carving out a space of with music that feels deeply personal, quiet, and quietly powerful. Blending bedroom pop with honest storytelling. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the line, we've got none other than Emma B. Emma, good afternoon. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful introduction. I love it. Thank you.
I do thank you. If you by any chance need an MC or somebody just to bring up, I am available.
Amazing. Good to know.
And I do travel as well, so don't worry about that.
Great. I'll see you soon.
Oh, fantastic. Emma, so, welcome to Mzansi. It's, I think this is our first time speaking.
It's our first time meeting.
Oh, great. Fantastic. First of all, tell us about you. Who's Emma? Where are you from? What are you doing? We know, first of all, obviously, you're a Joburg-based artist. So, grew up in Joburg? We in Johannesburg?
Yes, born and raised in Randburg, Johannesburg. Been doing music since I was a little girl with my dad. He bought me my first guitar, and I just made history from there.
Oh my goodness. What was the guitar? Which one did you have?
Just an acoustic little classic guitar for me to, you know, learn guitar. And then I just took my songwriting very seriously at the age of 9.
Oh my.
And it never stopped.
Yeah. At 9. Okay. So you've grown into your music, obviously. But I want to ask you about the latest one, the single that's out now, Backwards. I want to get into that because obviously it's been making waves everywhere. So Backwards, it feels very personal. What moment or experience sparked the song?
Yeah, so I base all my songs, especially Backwards, on, you know, experiences that I've experienced in life. And this one specifically is about, you know, bending over backwards for someone in a relationship, thinking that's the way it should be to be able to be loved, almost changing yourself so much that you're unrecognizable and still choosing it anyway.
And bruises and everything, it leaves a mark on you, obviously, when you go through something like that.
Yes, of course. I always see music as a form of therapy. Mm-hmm. So sharing it with the world can become very vulnerable. So that's why, you know, you still have to do it as an artist.
Now, okay, so obviously you've spoken about how you have to bend backwards, obviously with boundaries as well. Now, at what point do you think love becomes a self-sacrifice?
I think if you start to change who you are as a person or the way you view things, that's where you sacrifice almost everything you are for love or unreciprocated love.
I think you missed your calling, honestly.
Say again.
I think you really missed your calling. Should have become a singer. Should have actually become a motivational speaker. Apart from music, what else do you do?
I'm doing music full time at the moment.
Okay.
Yes, I was in fashion, but I just chose to go full into the music industry.
All right, and your sound is quite intimate as well. It's still back. How important is atmosphere when you literally tell stories?
Yeah, I think with lyrics, you kind of have to have sound that really works well with that. I always say you're either a lyric listener or a sound listener, but I think bridging those two for the atmosphere is extremely important to get your message across as well.
Now, with you, especially with you, when it comes to you writing music and you want to pen it down, do you first pin the words down or do you say, all right, let me pick up my guitar and since I've been doing this since 9 years old, let me put a melody down first? Or how does it work for you?
Sure, what a good question. I think for me, it's really a mixture between the two. I do have a diary, a journal, where I write down things, you know, going on. And then usually I take quite a topic from there. And then I would take my guitar and write something around what I was feeling at the time.
Mm-hmm. And has it been always out of the diary, or is it just like an impulsive?
Sometimes diary, sometimes impronto. Usually the melody carries the song, or the lyrics carry the song. So it really depends on my mood on that day when I write.
And the kind of music you listen to, what's currently on your playlist? If you have to open your phone now, what was the last song you listened to? And who?
Definitely a Holly Humberstone or a Gracie Abrams track. Those two are my favorites.
Oh, all right. Okay. I actually would have now thought, I've got like a Justin Bieber or Justin Timberlake somewhere in there.
Yes, Justin Bieber shaped me as well as a young teenager.
And your favorite JB song?
I would say probably Baby, the OG.
Baby. Yeah. Ah. All right. So now,
exactly.
Now, okay, when you write something as honest as Backwards, does it feel more like a release or as a risk for you?
That's an amazing question. I think it feels like a release as soon as you write it, but as soon as you release it, it becomes a risk. So it's really a bit of both, actually. It just depends, again, when that happens.
Yeah, and obviously, who did you play the song to first? And what were the questions asked and raised over when you played the song?
Oh, most definitely my dad. He's my number one supporter. So I played him that song, and he would give me his honest feedback, but he ended up really loving the first take as well. So I'm very thankful for that.
All right. Now, before we go to quick fire questions with getting to know Emma, what do you hope people need to take out of this, take away from the song when they start listening to Backwards for the first time?
I think just take it in and listen to the lyrics. I think it's really important to know that bending over backwards for someone, even when you're choosing it, is not always the best choice for self-growth.
Mm. All right. Okay. All right. All right. So, Emma, I've got 60 seconds for you. You literally had to learn this now or heard about this now, but think about 4 minutes ago, right? And,
yes.
You do not know what I'm going to ask you, right? Okay, just
no.
Tell people that, because they tend to tell me, no, you send the questions earlier. All right, I did it. All right, so first of all, we got 10 seconds. That's going to come your way first, and then you've got 60 seconds to answer as much as you like can. There's no winner, no loser in this one. You ready for it?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go. All right, Emma, one word to describe your sound?
Sensitive.
Lyrics first or melody first?
Lyrics.
Late night writing or early morning sessions?
Early morning sessions.
Artists who inspire you right now?
Gracie Abrams, Holly Humberstone, Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh my goodness. Bedroom pop or full studio production?
I would say actually full studio production.
Okay. Now, a song you wish you wrote.
Wow. The Golden by Phoebe Bridgers.
All right.
The Golden.
Okay. Just get that song for me, please. And then also, coffee or tea while creating?
Oh, tea, definitely.
All right. Then, what emotion do you write from most?
Probably sadness.
Mm. Quiet space or background noise?
Quiet space.
What does success look to you?
Success.
Yeah.
Honestly, one person listening to my song and relating.
All right. Okay. All right. Gracie. Gracie?
Abrams.
Okay. All right. Got it. We're going to play that track in a short while. All right. You didn't do that too bad. Not too bad.
Amazing.
All right.
No, it was fun. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now, I've got something for you. It is a lyric challenge. How far back do you go with your songs, music listening?
Sure. Probably 2010.
Okay. I hope you're gonna get this. I need your finger. Okay, just speaking to somebody in the studio. I need your finger in the ear, because Emma has to hear the song. All right. So, but Emma, I've got first. I'm gonna play a 21 seconds thing. That is just the introduction to this to lyric challenge, and then your five songs come your way. All right. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. It's lyric challenge. After this,
you got 3 seconds to finish the lyrics.
Push and pull like a magnet. Think it's gonna break, 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 break. And I think it's gonna fake, 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 fake. On
myself. Fancy hits from 12 to 3. Every Saturday.
All right. So I almost asked you, what do you think? Who was in there? But no. All right. You ready?
Yes, I okay. am.
Yes, your first song.
And I am not afraid to try.
All right, go.
I think that's Whitney Houston.
Yes.
I just don't know what the name of the song is, to be honest.
I am not afraid to try it on my own. And I don't care if I'm right or wrong.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, my. She's still a queen. And you had the answer, producer lady. Can we give Emma one for half a point for getting the artist right?
Half a point.
All right. Okay.
Yay.
Yeah. She's. I don't know. She's very giving today. Probably because I'm back. Must be though. No. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Then must me. All right. Yes. Number. Yes. Your second song. All right.
Guys, you're putting me on the spot here. I don't know.
This Deborah Cox. She was in South Africa about 2 years ago. 2 years ago, and this is actually a remix of her song. Still love this song.
Wow.
Still love the song. I think South Africa, it's like I mentioned earlier, South Africa doesn't take, South African people do not take anything serious. And we killed that song. Ha. All right, here's number three for you. You ready?
Yes.
And then a hero comes along with the strength to carry on.
I do know the song, but I just don't know the name of it.
It's... He is a hero.
Mariah Carey.
All right. It's Hero by Mariah.
Remember, I'm Gen Z as well.
Oh, my word. I do apologize.
I do apologize. Classics, I love it.
I'm a millennial? Yes. No?
Yeah.
Well, that's also good. We've got millennials, Gen Zs, and alphas in studio.
Alphas what? As
well. Wait, what is an alpha?
Alpha's after 2012, no?
Is it? And what is before alpha?
Before alpha is Gen Z.
Gen Z. What? So, you Gen Z producer?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah. Ah. No, I'm not a skibbity kid.
Oh, my goodness. And, okay, yes, I don't know. All right, okay. All right, do you ready for the next one?
Yes.
I'm just shocked. I've got a lot of Gen Zs around me, but anyway. Okay, here's number four.
I think it's Genie in a Bottle.
Mm-hmm. No, sing for us.
I've got a genie in a bottle.
Oh, yeah. Okay, producer lady, how many, this is 1 point, all right?
No, can't we give it two? 1.5.
Okay, so we have 2.5 points and a 1.5 that makes it 2.5.
Yeah.
All right, last one, you ready? Oh, wait, hold on. I think they were right. 100% right, it's Genie in a Bottle. It is Christina Aguilera. Is it not chosen? I think Brandy should have, a musical product should have chosen some Gen Z songs. No, he normally thinks of people, Gen Z's about music, old school, and so on and so on. All right, here's your last one. You ready for this? I hope you get. I hope you get this one now.
I really hope so.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
The thing is, can I just say?
Yeah, go for it.
I know the song. Uh-huh. I know them all, but I'm not good with names.
Okay, but all right. For a half a point, who is the artist?
Is it the Sugar Babes?
No.
Give me a clue.
A clue. She's married to Swiss Beatz.
Oh.
Okay. What do you open your door with? Unlock your door with?
A key. All right. Key.
Now, there we go. There we go. It's Alicia Keys and Fallen in the Night, loving you. All right. All right. Well done on that one for half a point. It is 3 points of 3 out of 5. Emma B, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Your song is lined up. What is one last word from you? What do you want people to take out of the song as we're going to start playing the song now?
I just want them to enjoy it, dance to it, cry to it, laugh to it, anything.
And where can people enjoy it? And where can people find your songs? And yourself, obviously.
Anywhere. On Instagram, YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify. If you've got the app, you'll find me there.
All right, Emma. Honest, introspective, and unafraid to say the things we often feel but don't express. Here she is, backwards. Thank you, Emma. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Start again. I swear I've done this before. It's all like me to play pretend. But for you, just say when you find my standards lying on the floor. I know I came out of the blue. It's something that I had to do. Although I know that it's a losing game. I